Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, August 6, 2026 edition. Another story that caught my eye, kind of interesting. 93% of any of the millages bonds that were on the ballot passed. Based on local property tax proposals, almost 94% passed in Tuesday's August primary. Voters approved 842 out of 900 millages, sinking funds, and bond requests. The 842 successful proposals combined for a total value of $1.11 billion. The review done by MERS corrected an apparent data entry involving Luce County's millage. The 58 defeated proposals combined for a total of $319 million. Here are the numbers. Voters approved 459 out of 471 millage renewals. That is at a 97.5% passage rate. 217 of 229 millage restorations passed at 94.8%. Millage increases, where they wanted to increase the millage rates that are already in place, represented the largest number of defeats. 22 of 164 failed. That leaves the 142 that passed with an approval rate of almost 87%. The largest defeated proposal was a $126 million millage increase that was sought by the Oakland County Intermediate School District. Bonds ended up proving to be the most difficult type of proposal to pass. Only five of the 13 bonds failed. 38.5% failure rate. Sinking funds came in second, with only 7 of 21 failing. All 7 of the defeated sinking fund proposals involved schools. School-related requests accounted for 20 of the 58 defeats. In the 20 of the 106, 81% school-related proposals passed. Road proposals accounted for 10 defeats, but this was out of 171, so more than 94% of anything to do with road proposals ended up passing. Police proposals had 9 defeats. 59 of them passed at a 85% rate. Library proposals. 59 of 61 of them passed, 96%. Fire stations, anything to do with fire? 189 of them, only four failed, or a 98% passage rate. Seniors and Veteran Services, 45 out of 46 passed, 98%. Parks and Recreations questions, 29 out of 31. So basically, anything dealing with garbage, cemeteries, animal control, agriculture, airports, 9/11 operations, medical services, and public transportation, they all passed. School bonds were split evenly. Five passed with a combined value of $102 million. Five failed with $101 million. Bottom line is, folks, when it comes to local taxation, Republicans and Democrats both vote for it. You have no problem increasing property taxes at the local level if you know the money is for something in your local community. That's the way it should be for our state property taxes. We need to eliminate the money we send to Lansing and get more of the money to stay in our local communities, because it proves right here 93% of the people vote to keep the money locally. Why are we still paying money to go to Lansing to get pennies on the dollars back? This is something that needs to be reformed. So obviously, again, spending the money locally, people have no problem chipping into the can. Donating money to it locally. Why are we doing it with still the state, Lansing, getting so much in our property taxes? Now, a short story I want to get in real quick. 101st District. This is down near the Manistee area, west side of the Lower Peninsula, just south of Traverse City. Well, there's a new young person. Jason Durr won the very competitive five-person Republican primary by just 108 votes. Durr, who had graduated from Western Michigan University with a bachelor's degree in flight science and has completed all of his training to get his instrument rating, commercial rating, and multi-engine commercial rating. He has already received his private pilot's license. Flying is basically, essentially, in his blood. He said he took after his grandfather, who was also a pilot. He collected flight keepsakes and materials like his flight bag when he was growing up. Told MERS News Service, "My goal has always been to fly." Started off getting involved in Republican Party politics right out of college. He ran for and was elected to be a precinct delegate for the Republican Party. He helped run campaigns, and he also held a couple of different spots on local boards. He's always had a little voice in his head telling him to run for office. On the day of his final rating with the Federal Aviation Administration, he called his father to tell him that he wanted to run for state representative. Well, guess what? He won. Youngest state representative in Lansing if he gets elected in November, and there's probably a good chance he will. Why? because it is an extremely leaning Republican district. Bottom line, 22 years old, and potentially will be elected to be a state rep. General election, the question for Durr may be whether he can keep the Republican seat. But how he plans to make the trip to Lansing is going to be the real question. If he's elected, will he drive there by car or will he fly to Lansing? Very interesting proposal. Well, here is his statement regarding politics in Northern Michigan. The same day when the political climate in the race changed, opened up a pathway for a potential run. I've been talking to many people considered running for state representative for years. I've had a lot of positive encouragement from local leaders, from state legislators, and more importantly, from my family. I finally determined it was the right time. Basically, wanting to be a commercial airline pilot, he said, I closed that chapter of my life and opened another. Something that you know we always speak about in our training is how to aviate, navigate, and communicate. Those are the words I've used in being a pilot, and it is what I will take with me to Lansing. He also said his life experience of being an agricultural worker and a small business owner. Durr said, it brings unique perspective, even though I'm only 22 years old. He sees his age as both a hurdle but a benefit. A lot of people, either at the doors or township meetings or at our events in general, would say to me, we want the next generation there in Lansing. So it's important that I win and I bring my age group to the legislative body. We need new viewpoints, somebody with time, energy, and the effort to put in the work for the district. 22 years old, state representative from the 101st. Final segment, hour number two, we'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Then we'll work it out. Okay, man, thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a text message. This is very, very interesting. Cliff Tellini. He is the chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Presque Isle County. He's also our Black Angus beef farmer there in Onaway. Breaking down the vote, Randy, 41% of our voters are now independent. The other two parties are anywhere between 28 and 29% in Michigan. Michigan, 24% turnout in the primary usually ends up historically 72%, three times that number in the general election. This year, the independents will have to decide whether they want communism or freedom. Also, I think we are underestimating the idiot Republicans that cross over in the primaries. Many of them try to get a certain Democrat on the ticket to make it easier to beat them. Well, based on polling numbers, based on exactly what was said in the polling numbers story about a week and a half, 2 weeks before the election. Polling numbers came out showing that Mike Rogers, in November would beat Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed by anywhere from 10 to 11 points. Haley Stevens would beat him by 2 to 3 percentage points. That's why the establishment Democrats all lined up and endorsed and got behind Haley Stevens, because they said Stevens could beat Rogers in November. In the same polling study report, in the exact same one, well, guess what? They found and determined Rogers would beat El Sayed. I had numerous Republicans call me, text me, saying that they were going to cross over and vote for El Sayed in the primary this past Tuesday, August 4th. There's only one problem with that. They didn't get the vote for Perry Johnson. The establishment people got out and voted for John James. Some of Perry Johnson's supporters may have crossed over and voted only on the Democrat side for El Sayed. They may have even voted for Jocelyn Benson. And lastly, top of the hour news reported thousands of spoiled ballots from absentee voters. Why? Because they crossed over on their ballot. They voted for some Republicans and voted for some Democrats. Then they dropped off or mailed in their ballot. Well, guess what? Your ballot got thrown away. You can't cross over and vote for both parties on the primary. The primary, August 4th, folks, was a party election primary. Pure and simple. You either had to vote Republicans or vote Democrats. if you voted and split your ballot and then dropped it off or mailed it in, it got thrown in the garbage. So maybe, just maybe, that was part of the rationale behind the turnout disaster. 61% Democrats to 39% Republicans on Tuesday's election. Final numbers. So here is the question. Here is the question. Very, 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 very simple. Are we going to assume what Cliff Tellini said is accurate? Are we going to trust that we will, in fact, get three times the turnout in November than we did on Tuesday? Or are we going to do something about it? I'm going to be proactive. I am going to go to the website 10xvotes.com, create an account, and I'm going to start calling everybody I know and educate them as to what happened on Tuesday, August 4th, to make sure it doesn't happen on November 3rd. You've got to get out and vote straight Republican ticket. Period. Yeah, my guy did not win. Perry Johnson lost to John James. I did not even bother to vote for Mike Rogers because he was unopposed. I didn't vote for John DeMoose. He was unopposed. State Senator. My state representative, John Roth, I didn't vote for him. Didn't bother to color in the oval. Well, very simply, this has got to change for November, folks. Now, I mentioned that I had a message from Justin Michael, candidate that I voted for along with Perry Johnson. Well, he sent me a text message and asked me to read it on the radio to his supporters and the people that voted for him on Tuesday. I'm going to do that in the next half hour. We got a little diverted with these news stories and these races. I'm going to give you the text message verbatim sent to me by Justin Michael. And also, Hope, my phone has got a little glitch going with the website right now from Patriots Relief. As soon as Tim Roberts has his webmaster update the link, I will send it to you. Tried to get that stored in my phone and it wasn't working. I contacted Tim. He's fixing it and I'll send it to you shortly. If you guys would like to get the largest discount and free shipping on Patriots Relief CBD products, text me PR for Patriots Relief and I'll send you the link. Final hour today's show. The message from Justin Michael, candidate for Congress 1st District, right after this break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please.